You're cruising down the highway, windows rolled down, tunes blasting from the radio. You're in the zone and living the dream. Suddenly, your car sputters, coughs, and throws a wrench in your whole day. Tow trucks, repair bills, the dream turns into a nightmare. Don't wait until car trouble steals your peace of mind. Visit CarShield now at carshield.com/Carlson. For nearly 20 years, CarShield has helped millions of drivers avoid the stress of major repairs. They offer plans covering up to 5,000 parts and systems, from your engine and transmission to electronics and more, all for a low monthly rate that fits your budget. CarShield plans also include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, and rental options. Get peace of mind now. Visit CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Join millions of customers and contact CarShield now to save 20%. Visit carshield.com/Carlson. That's carshield.com/Carlson. Visit now.
Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the weekend edition of the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. Here's what's happening this week in America. GOP debate coming up. Questions for Maui. 30-year interest rates highest in 21 years. And SoCal braces for a potential hurricane. It's all coming up. Then Bill will be here with your message of the day. But first, the first GOP primary debate coming up this Wednesday night. In order to get on the stage, you need 1% in a couple different polls, 1% support. You need 40,000 donors, and you have to sign a pledge committing to support the ultimate GOP nominee. Trump has not done that last thing. The debate goers right now are Ron DeSantis, Tim Scott, Nikki Haley, Vivek Ramaswamy, Chris Christie, Doug Burgum, and Mike Pence. There's been a rumor that if Trump does not go to the debate, we'll offer some counter-programming instead. Trump also has to show up in Georgia to be arraigned anytime before Friday. More questions about the sirens in Maui that were never used. The state has 400 emergency sirens across the state. It's the largest integrated emergency siren network in the world, and it alerts residents to tsunamis and wildfires. There's 80 of these sirens in Maui and in the area around Lahaina. They were not used on August 8th. Authorities say the sirens were not used because they were broken. Some say they weren't activated. And some were worried that it would send people into higher ground. People think it was a tsunami and they'd go higher ground, but that's where the fires actually were. There was a thought to use the mobile phone alert, but if you remember back in 2018, residents of Hawaii got an alert on their phone. Ballistic missile threat inbound to Hawaii. Seek immediate shelter. This is not a drill. So they don't have a great record with that. 30-year fixed rates went up to 7.09%, the highest they've been in 21 years. When the Fed started raising rates, the 30-year average was 4.45%. In 1995, the interest rates were 7.8%, a bit higher than they are now, but the average house was $150,000. Today, the average house is $420,000. That's a difference in payment of $700 to $2,000. Back in 1995, your house was about 31% of your income. Today, with average income and average house, it's 49% of one's income. Southern California on high alert. Hurricane Hillary, Category 2 on Thursday. It's going to hit the coast of Mexico, work its way up to Southern California. San Diego, the southernmost city in California, has only had one hurricane in recent memory, back in 1858. I'm Mike Slater for the podcast Politics by Faith. Hope you have a wonderful weekend. The great Bill O'Reilly is here with your message of the day. Next.
Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract. and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Since less than 20% of American adults now consume corporate media, the perception of Donald Trump has evolved into a street corner issue. By that I mean that folks are forming opinions about Trump's legal problems by what they are told by friends and family rather than what the say anything for profit news organizations put out. This is not a positive development because false information streaks through casual conversations, and everybody knows that. And there is no longer a fair press to correct the record. So most Americans live in a daze of misinformation and ideological propaganda. That is the truth. More truth. Donald Trump was far too casual with the rules, and that is causing him and the Republican Party tremendous grief. I mean, come on, just send the Blanken documents back to the National Archives, right? Who gives a fig? Same thing with the election stuff. State your opinion and then do everything you can legally to right what you think was wrong. I said a few days after the 2020 vote that Attorney General Barr should have appointed a special prosecutor to look into fraud allegations, that Rudy Giuliani wasn't close to being enough. But as always, Donald Trump marches to that different drummer. And here we are. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Okay, let's go to the mail. Michael Long, Lee Summit, Missouri. How did grand juries get chosen? How does it work? Okay, regular folks get a summons. 23 people in whatever area, whatever county on the grand jury takes 12 to indict. And that's how it goes. Getting a little mail, you got to show up, do your duty. Steve Webb, St. George, Utah. In the documents trial with Donald Trump, will he be able to subpoena Bill Clinton, George Bush, and Barack Obama to discuss their classified documents? Yeah, they won't come into the courtroom, but the judge should allow a deposition to the three men. Absolutely. Mike Johnson, Atlanta. I'm worried that Michelle Obama is going to run. I agree with you regarding she would be a shoo-in. If she does, she would absolutely crush Trump. Right now, looks that way. Joyce Smith, Burnett, Texas. You said yesterday Michelle Obama would win the election if she ends up the nominee for the Democrats. What are your facts behind that opinion? Polling ahead of everybody. And her book sales, astronomical book sales, nobody comes close. And the people that are buying Michelle Obama's book, a lot of them aren't reading it. They're just buying it because it helps her. Thomas, concierge member, and we urge everybody to check out the concierge membership. Thomas says, Bill, you always say there was no election fraud. Right away, Thomas, you are misreporting what I said. I clearly stated on a number of occasions there was fraud. What there isn't is evidence that it would have turned the election in Trump's favor. Okay. Do I honestly believe Joe Biden received 80 million votes? I don't know. But if he didn't, I was ready to look at all the information that came in, and nothing has risen. Every journalist will tell you that. In a moment, something you might not know.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/Bill. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/BILL.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 87 years ago, 20,000 Americans gathered in Kentucky to see a convicted murderer hanged in the town square. It would be the last public execution in U.S. history. Here is the story. The practice of hanging criminals dates back to ancient Greece. It was considered a more humane method of execution than stoning or beheading. In the 16th century, hanging became the maximum punishment in England. The procedure was then exported to the British colonies in the New World. As I write in my upcoming book, Killing the Witches, 19 human beings were hanged in Salem for the crime of witchcraft. In the summer of 1936, a man named Rainey Bethea confessed to the rape and murder of a 70-year-old woman. The case became a national scandal. Rainey was black, the victim white, the local sheriff a woman. After a speedy trial, it took the jury just 4 minutes to return with a verdict, and the sentence was death by hanging. On August 14th, Rainey was given his final meal, fried chicken, pork chops, mashed potatoes, cucumbers, cornbread, lemon pie, and ice cream. He was then walked into the town square and hanged before thousands of cheering spectators. Despite some condemnation from the public, it was a new technology that brought executions indoors, electricity. Throughout the 1920s and 30s, prisons replaced the noose with electric chairs. The chair was the default method of capital punishment in America until the states began using gas and lethal injections. And here's something else you might not know. Just one state in the Union still allows prisoners on death row to choose hanging as their ultimate punishment. That state is New Hampshire. While criminals can opt to hang from the neck until dead in the Granite State, it is still carried out in private, as it should be. Executions are not spectator sports. Back after this.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With Heirloom Seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds in stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arkseedkits.com, promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
That is the weekend edition of the O'Reilly Update. No spin, just facts. We are always looking out for you.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.